This chapter toured the Standard Template Library and examined several data structures, algorithms, and programming paradigms. Recall that data structures are objects for storing collections of data. An array is a data structure at the most primitive level, and although arrays have some advantages, they also have some pitfalls, which motivates the employment of other, more better suited data structures for the task at hand. Algorithms act on data structures. Sorting, searching, generating, removing, counting are all examples of operations that we would apply towards data structures. Note that, for each of the following data structures, you need to know their pros and cons, and when to prefer one over the other for the final exam. There probably won't be many questions on algorithms, but you should at least know what a functor is, and you should know what the selected algorithm functions outlined in the book do. But you can expect a handful of questions on the various data structures and their corresponding STL classes. Arrays have three general problems that motivate us to look at other data structures. First, inserting or deleting a value in the middle of an array is slow because it requires the data elements to be shifted. Second, resizing an array can be slow because a memory allocation and deallocation must be performed, and the array elements must be copied from the old array into the newly resized array. Third, arrays are not optimized for searching inherently. Still, these problems are only significant in some cases. If you are only adding or deleting elements at the end of an array, then problem 1 disappears. If you do not need to resize the array frequently, then problem 2 becomes negligible. And if you do not need to search the array, then problem 3 becomes insignificant. The primary advantage of arrays is that we can access random elements in the array very efficiently, with only an offset index into the array. A linked list can be thought of as a chain of data elements, which are called nodes in the context of linked lists. A linked list that allows forward and backward traversals is called a double-ended linked list. The main benefit of a linked list is that random insertions and deletions are efficient because no shifting must occur. Only some pointer reassignments occur. The main disadvantage of a linked list is that we cannot randomly access nodes quickly. That is, the list must be traversed one by one until we find the node we seek. Linked lists can grow pretty efficiently, as there is no necessary copy from the old container to the newly resized container, although for each item we add or delete, we must do a memory allocation or deallocation. A stack is a LIFO data structure. A stack does what it sounds like. It manages a stack of data. A stack container is useful for when you need to model a set of data that is naturally modeled in a stack-like fashion. As far as vocabulary is concerned, placing items on the stack is called pushing, and taking items off the stack is called popping. A queue is a FIFO data structure. A queue does what it sounds like. It manages a queue of data. Consider a line of customers in a store. The first customer in line is the first to be processed. The second customer is the second to be processed, and so on. Essentially, a queue can model a first-come, first-served system. A map associates a search key with a value. Given the search key, the map can find the associated value very quickly. Maps are inherently optimized for searching due to their underlying implementation. Maps should be preferred when you need to search a container often. The standard library provides a plethora of algorithms that can operate on the various STL containers. Such algorithms include, but are not limited to, searches, reversals, counting, generating, and sorting. To use some of the standard library algorithms, you must supply a functor, which is a function object. In addition, to use other standard library algorithms, you must supply a predicate, which is a particular kind of functor that returns a bool. Predicates are used to define complex comparison functions in the case that the built-in comparison operations are unsatisfactory.